You're listening to KASM 1150 AM, your dependable neighbor. It is 73 degrees outside our KASM studios, and it is now time for the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and welcome back, everybody. The Dick Putt Show on KASM, brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance Agent over in Cold Spring, the Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hampley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar, Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor in Waite Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, North American Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center, and Long Prairie. Gilk Services of Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willenbring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Albany, Richmond, A&W, and Luxembourg Feed Service. They bring us our Dick Putt Show tonight here on KASM Radio. We have lots of districts and lots of regions and sections to bring you tonight. Let's start with Section 5A, and the Sartell Muskies open 5A play on Saturday in Hinckley with a 4-1 win over the Sartell Stone Ponies. John Schumer went all nine innings to pick up the win for the Muskies. Offense led by Jace Otto, who had a two-run home run. Gavin Schulte with an RBI double. The Sartell Stone Ponies starter, Jalen Vorpel, threw all nine innings, taking the loss. So a final on Saturday in 5A. At the Sartell Muskies defeating the Sartell Stone Ponies 4-1. Other ball game results in Section 5A. We had Sartell Muskies today defeating the Moorhead Mudcats 6-4. So with that win, the Muskies have a state qualifying game on Friday versus Hibbing. In another ball game in 5A, it was the Sartell Stone Ponies losing to Bemidji today, 12-1, so they are eliminated from further play. All this taking place in Section 5A up in Hinckley. Section 1B, and this played over in Cold Spring on Friday night in Cold Spring. Princeton defeated the Cold Spring Springers by a score of 8-7. 8-7 on Friday night in Cold Spring. On Saturday, St. Joe, they defeated Chisago Lake 6-1. It was Sauk Rapids over North Branch 11-2. Isanti defeated Elbertville 3-0 on Saturday. And the Cold Spring Springers came back in the loser's bracket, defeating Chisago Lakes 5-4. On Sunday's action over in Cold Spring, Elbertville defeated North Branch this morning 7-1. It was Princeton over St. Joe in a winner's bracket game, 10-2. And the other winner's bracket game had Sauk Rapids defeating Isanti by a score of 6-2. So in District 1B, eliminated this weekend were Chisago Lakes and North Branch. They are officially out of Section 1B. All right, let's take a break here, Joyce. When we come back, we'll have more scores and highlights for you right after these messages.
Building a home or remodeling can be overwhelming. Kramer Lumber, with locations in Melrose and Sauk Center, along with Buyer-Built, can assist you every step of the way. Kramer Lumber has Buyer-Built quality doors to millwork, current trends, traditional, transitional, craftsman, and modern. Don't let building or remodeling burden you. Stop in at Kramer Lumber. They will make your worries go away. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, or Sauk Center. Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams. For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Paying more for auto insurance doesn't always mean you're getting more. When life happens, that is when you need an agency who knows your name, not just your policy number. Located in Cold Spring, our office will put you first, backed by the number one auto insurance provider in Minnesota. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town care with big time auto coverage, serving all of central Minnesota.
Randy Rothstein back with you on the Dick Putz Show tonight, and let's take a look at District 4B. 4B played in Opole. Some games were in Upsala last weekend, but this weekend Avon took on St. Stephen on Friday night, and Avon defeated St. Stephen by a score of 11-0 in seven innings. 11 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Avon. No runs, just one hit and one error for Avon. On the mound for Avon, Alien Mosquita goes the first 5 innings, picks up the win. Drew Leeser comes on in the 6th for Avon. And for St. Stephen, pitching, it was Jack Greenland, started the ball game, taking the loss. Nick Krippner in the 6th for St. Stephen. For the Avon Lakers on Friday night, Caleb Curry, 2-for-2 in the ball game. Caden Mork had a double. Carson Holthaus a double. And there you go, a home run by Caleb Curry and DeMonso as well. So a final on Friday night had Avon defeating St. Stephen in 7 innings, 11-0. The other Friday night game in District 4B, it was Foley over Fort Ripley by a score of 2-1. On Saturday in 4B, just one game, Buckman defeats the Piers Lakers 11-3 on Saturday in District 4B. And then today in 4B, this played over in Opole again, It was Sobieski over Nisswa by a score of 7-2. 7-2. Sobieski beats Nisswa today in 4B. Let's go over to District 6B, played in Dasso this year. And in 6B on Friday night, Hamel defeated Loretto by a score of 14-6. Actually, that ball game was in Maple Lake. I take that back, that ball game in Maple Lake for District 6B, all those games in Maple Lake. And then on Saturday in Maple Lake, Hutchinson over Maple Lake, actually make it Maple Lake over Hutchinson by a score of 9-4. It was Kimball over Buffalo, 4-0. Kimball, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Buffalo, no runs, 4 hits, no errors. Clay Faber goes the distance for Kimball. His catcher, Scott Marquardt, Faber the win. For Buffalo, Brock Mutterer takes the loss. His catcher, Luke Carney. Hitting highlights for Kimball on Saturday. It was Matt Friesen, 2-for-4. Riley Blanc, 3-for-4. And Brooks Marquardt had a double. Nobody had more than one hit for Buffalo as Kimball defeats Buffalo on Saturday in 6B action, 4-0. And then in the nightcap in 6B, St. Martin defeated Hamel by a score of 5-0. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Martins. No runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Hamel. Scott Leeser will go the distance, picking up the win for the Martins. His catcher, Kurt Schlungen. And for Hamel, Jake Daniel starts taking the loss, relief by Ian Schock in the 7th, and the catcher was Harrison Boughton. Hitting highlights for St. Martin on Saturday night. Kyle Leeser, 2-for-3 with a double, and Tanner Arsenault was 4-for-4. He had 2 doubles. For Hamel, James Hansen, 2-for-4, and Alex Waterman was 2-for-4. So final on Saturday night in 6B, District 6B, St. Martin 5, and Hamel nothing. Sunday action in 6B had a few games played today. It was Loretto over Hutchinson by a score of 5-1. 5-1, Loretto beats Hutchinson at a loser's bracket game. And in the winner's bracket, Kimball and Maple Lake. Maple Lake defeating Kimball today by a score of 8-0. Maple Lake over Kimball. Don't have a box score on that yet. I will probably get it here in the evening hours yet, but Maple Lake over Kimball, 8-0. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll go to region baseball action in our area regions right after these messages.
A Central Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. KASM Albany 107.7 FM. Streaming online at MyChasm.com. Need to wet your whistle? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs. And be sure to munch on some tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Mark your calendars for Saturday, September 5th, when, if nothing else, we'll perform in the parking lot from 7 until 11:30. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
Are you looking for a new career with a great local company? The Woodshop of Avon, located in Albany, is hiring. They're looking for motivated, dependable people to join their team for shop and cabinet production positions. Full-time positions are available. No experience necessary for the right candidate willing to train. Experience a great work environment with steady work. Competitive pay based on experience. Apply online at thewoodshopofavon.com or stop in to learn more at the Woodshop of Avon in Albany.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
For a limited time, turn up the flavor with our new jalapeno queso bacon double burger combo. Two juicy all beef patties stacked high and topped with warm, spicy queso, smoky bacon, and crisp jalapenos for a bold kick of heat. It's melty, savory, and packed with flavor in every bite. Serve with golden fries and a made fresh root beer in our signature frosty mug. It's an all-American meal with some Southwestern heat and then some. Hurry in and try it today.
Try the jalapeno queso bacon double cheeseburger at A&W in Albany and Richmond.
Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time. Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's go to some region baseball. Region 9C, that's played in Piers and Old Pole this weekend. And on Friday night in Piers, the Piers Bulldogs taking on the Piers Brewers. It was the Piers Brewers coming away with a 6-2 victory over the Piers Bulldogs on Friday night. The other Friday night game in Piers had Randall taking on St. Wendell, and Randall defeats St. Wendell Friday night by a score of 8-0 in Region 9C. On Saturday, Clear Lake taking on Freeport over in Old Pole, and Clear Lake defeats Freeport by a score of 2-1 in Old Pole on Saturday. And then Aiken in the second game on Saturday in Old Pole defeats the home team Old Pole 3-0 on Saturday in Old Pole in Region 9C. On Sunday, a couple games played. The Piers Bulldogs taking on Randall today, and Randall defeats the Piers Bulldogs by a score of 6-5. And in the nightcap, it was Old Pole defeating Clear Lake 14-1. Old Pole over Clear Lake in Region 9C. Region 11C, that played up in Perham and also in New York Mills. On Saturday in Perham, some local teams in action. Sauk Center defeated Dent by a score of 15-0 on Saturday. Sauk Center over Dent, 15-0. And it was Long Prairie over Clarissa, 4-2. Long Prairie over Clarissa. Those games were played on Saturday up in Perham. On Sunday in Perham, the early afternoon game saw Long Prairie defeat Henning in 7 innings by a score of 12-0. Long Prairie over Henning. And over in New York Mills, the first game today had the home team New York Mills defeat Detroit Lakes by a score of 12-6. Those were the first two ball games played today in Region 11C. And I don't have finals on the second two ball games, as Sauk Center was taking on Kensington in New York Mills. That game was slated to start at 4 o'clock, And the other game in Pahrump had Urbank taking on Pahrump. That game also scheduled for 4 o'clock. I'm not seeing any finals yet on the state website. So that's a look at Regions 9C and 11C. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Region 6C. That 6C played over in Dassel. We'll get to that right after these messages.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Work with a bank that takes a common-sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey farmers, are you looking to add a TMR mixer or upgrade your existing TMR mixer? Well, Dairyland Supply and Stock Center can help you with that. We feel that we have done our homework and we carry the best brands on the market. Dairyland Supply has an extensive line of Penta, Supreme, Rotomix, Kuhn Knight, Vermeer, and Tree Elite. Stop by or give Dan or Randy a call to see what TMR mixer would be the right fit for your operation. Also check out our website, DairylandSupply.com, for current inventory. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Good luck to all our area amateur baseball teams from your local family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. America's favorite pastime is certainly a favorite of ours, too. Whether you're fueling up your vehicle or your team, we've got you covered with gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more at Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. Stop in today. Check out our full selection of wine, beer, and spirits. Good luck and play ball.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
All right, let's make the trip over to Region 6C, played in Dassel this year, and Region 6C Thursday night, starting with Litchfield taking on Pearl Lake, and Litchfield defeats Pearl Lake on Thursday night by a score of 12-3. 12-3, Litchfield picking up that victory Thursday night. On Friday night, Luxembourg took on Rockford over in Dassel, and Luxembourg defeats Rockford by a score of 6-2. 6 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for Rockford. Reed Vonnenstein starts and picks up the win for Luxembourg, relieved by Jake Stahlberger in the ninth, J.T. Harn in the ninth, and the catcher, Max Kiffmeyer. For Rockford, Max Edwards starts, taking the loss, relieved by Michael Kulowski in the fifth, and Michael Nelson in the sixth. Owen Schuster, the catcher. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg, Friday night, Easton Peters, 2-for-4. Jake Stahlberger had a double. And for Rockford, Rowan Dodge was 2-for-4. So a final on Friday night had Luxembourg defeating Rockford by a score of 6-2. On Saturday, St. Nick taking on Howard Lake, and St. Nick comes away with a victory over Howard Lake Saturday, 6-5. The Knicks, seven runs in the ballgame. It was St. Nick 7-6, 7-6 over Howard Lake. St. Nick 7 runs on 3 errors. Howard Lake 9 hits on 3 errors. So, actually, I take that back. My score is messed up here. It is Howard Lake over St. Nick 6-5. Howard Lake 6 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors. St. Nick 5 runs. 7 hits, 3 errors. There we go, Randy. Get all your scoring straight. For Howard Lake, Cole Mazowski picks up the win for Howard Lake. He goes 7 innings. Andrew Bouch starts and takes the loss for St. Nick as he was relieved by Andre Stang in the 6th. Howard Lake, Jack Gustafson was 3-for-5 for St. Nick. Connor Lincoln, 2-for-5, and Jake Caron was 2-for-4. So a final on Saturday that had Howard Lake defeating St. Nick 6-5. On Saturday, Litchfield taking on Luxembourg, and Litchfield defeats Luxembourg by a score of 3-2 on Saturday. 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Litchfield, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors for Luxembourg. Owen Borimba starts, and he picks up the win, relief. Actually, his catcher was Caden Biesmer. And J.T. Harn goes the distance, taking the loss for Luxembourg, his catcher Jordan Pika. Hitting highlights for Litchfield, Winky Estrada, 1-for-3 with an RBI. And for Luxembourg, Ethan Pruth, 1-for-4 with an RBI. So that was a final on Saturday, and it had Litchfield defeating Luxembourg 3-2. The other Saturday ball game had the Cold Spring Rockies taking on Daso Coquito. The Cold Spring Rockies defeat Daso Coquito 7-3. 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Rockies. 3 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Daso Coquito. Cole Fuchs starts on the mound for the Rockies, goes the first 6, relieved by Jake Brinker in the 7th. Brinker will get the win. And some hitting highlights for the Rockies on Saturday. It was Tyler Geislinger going 2-for-4 with a double. Brady Lynn, he was 1-for-4 with a double. Sam Nisler, 2-for-4 in the ballgame for the Cold Spring Rockies as they defeat Daso Coquito on Saturday 7-3. Sunday ball games over in Daso. It was Pearl Lake running all over Rockford today, 19-7, 19-7, Pearl Lake defeating Rockford today. So big win for Pearl Lake, 19-7 over Rockford. Other ball games, St. Nick, they took on Daso Coquito today, and a big win for the Knicks as they defeat Daso Coquito 4-3. 4 runs for the Knicks on 6 hits, 1 error, Dassel, 3 runs, 10 hits, and 3 errors. On the mound for St. Nick, Caden Rausch goes all 9, picking up the win. Ben Lindquist takes the loss for Dassel. He walked in the winning run in the bottom of the 9th inning with 1 out. Hitting highlights for St. Nick, Dylan Rausch was 1-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. Jake Caron, 1-for-4 with the full count bases loaded walk to win the game in the 9th. For Dassel, Steve Boger was 3-for-5, and Tyler Brandel was 2-for-5 with a triple. So a final this afternoon, St. Nick lives for next weekend with a 4-3 victory over Daso Coquito. Winner's bracket game going on right now. I was watching this one on Game Changer, and it's an exciting one as the Cold Spring Rockies taking on Howard Lake. Cold Spring Rockies and Howard Howard Lake now in the 10th inning, the bottom of the 10th inning, tied at 8-8. 8-8, the Rockies have runners at first and second and one out. First and second, one out. Tyler Geislinger just had a sacrifice bunt that moved Jordan New and Luke Van Erp to third and second. So the Rockies, with David Jonas at the plate, will have the opportunity to maybe win that ball game against Howard Lake tonight in the winner's bracket. The Rockies were down early to come back and tie this one up against Howard Lake, now 8-8, as they play in the bottom of the 10th inning. All right, we'll take another break here, Joyce, when we come back. And we'll take a look at that Stearns County League, County Line League, Region 8C, the matchups that we had this weekend right after these messages.
It's summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for Willem Ringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman. I had my car in the local shop for an oil and filter change the other day, which brought back a not-so-fond memory. I had an old beater car when I was young, and one day the oil light popped on. Just a gentle reminder to do something with the oil someday, right? Turns out the matter was more urgent than I thought, and pretty soon the engine froze up. Darn, Randy said my time is up, so I'll finish my point another time. Meanwhile, please remember our firm, Willem Ringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman, handles estate planning matters and much more. Keep listening to Chasm for the rest of this story.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now, Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
Your water pump on your farm quit in farming?
Wires on your irrigation system need attention in Albany?
Lights buzzing in your barn in St. Martin?
Better get Gilk. This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
From Gilk Services of Richmond, the Gilk Electrical Team knows that in any agricultural operation, you cannot survive without your electrical system running 100%.
If your farm needs plumbing, heating, AC, water solutions, or electrical services,
you better get Gilk, a Rheem Pro Partner. Visit GilkPlumbing.com.
Welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM, and over in Region 6C, the Cold Spring Rockies have advanced as they defeat the Howard Lake squad tonight 9-8. The Howard Lake team would walk David Jonas to load him up, and Carter Simon, hit by a pitch, would force in the winning run. Jordan New would score. Cold Spring Rockies go on to win 9-8 tonight in that ball game. Big win, 9 runs, 12 hits, and an error for the Rockies. Howard Lake, 8 runs, 9 hits, and an error. Thad Leeser starts that ball game, relieved by Max Berdine in the 4th. Evan Atchison comes in the 7th. Sam Nisler in the 10th will pick up the win for the Rockies. As they get some hitting highlights here, looking, Max Berdine had a double. Brady Lynn, Cole Fuchs with triples in that ball game. Luke Van Erp, 4-for-5 for the Rockies. Max Berdine, 2-for-4. Cole Fuchs was 2-for-5. Brady Lynn, 2-for-5. So a big game for the Cold Spring Rockies. They defeat Howard Lake 9-8 in Section 6C. All right. Over in, actually in Region 6C, in Region 8C, we covered that here this weekend on Friday night. Atwater taking on New London Spicer, and Atwater defeats New London Spicer 6-1. 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Atwater. 1 run, 9 hits, 2 errors for New London Spicer. Josh Kingery goes the distance, picking up the win for Atwater. His catcher, Brody Strawman, for New London Spicer. Caden Henderson, Caden Hansen takes the loss, relayed by Jared Cortez in the 8th, and Braden Fagerly was the catcher. Hitting highlights for Atwater on Friday night: David Kingery, 2-for-4. Carson McCain, 2-for-4 with a double. Jonas Morrison, 2-for-4 with a double. And for New London Spicer, Nolan Johnson was 3-for-5, and Hunter Magnuson, 2-for-3. A final Friday night: Atwater 6, New London Spicer 1. Dominick taking on Farming Friday night. This is a thriller as it goes down to the 9th inning, and Farming defeats Dominick by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Farming, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Dominick. Cam Miller goes the distance for the Flames, will pick up the win. His catcher, Cody Perret. Ty Reller starts for Dominick, taking the loss, relieved by Kyle Holm in the 9th inning. And some hitting highlights for the Farming Flames. Bennett Hill at 3-for-5. The game-winning RBI in the 9th. Cody Perret was 2-for-4. As Hill is game-winning RBI, scored Carson Holthaus for the game-winning run. For Dominick, Brandon Holm 1-for-2 with a double. A final on Friday night had Farming defeat Dominick 3-2. Saturday's ball game: Spring Hill taking on Richmond, and Richmond defeats Spring Hill 3-2 on Saturday. 3 runs, 8 hits, 5 errors for Richmond, 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Spring Hill. Dalton Thielen will go the distance for Richmond, picking up the win. His catcher, Tyler Prom. Ben Welly goes the distance for Spring Hill, taking the loss. His catcher, Daniel Spanier. Hitting highlights for Richmond: Cole Schmitz, 1-for-3 with a 2-run home run in the 8th inning. That proved to be the game winner. Jack Bose was 2-for-2, and for Spring Hill, Jamie Terrace, 2-for-4 in the ball game. So a final on Saturday had Richmond defeat Spring Hill 3-2. Starbuck taking on El Rosa, game number 2 on Saturday, and Starbuck defeats El Rosa by a score of 6-4. 6 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Starbuck. 4 runs, 13 hits, and 4 errors for El Rosa. Austin Versteeg starts on the mound, relieved by Colin Richards in the 7th. Braden Skindelin in the 8th, he gets the win, and the catcher, P.J. Johnson. For El Rosa, Peyton Van Beck starts, relieved by Ethan Mueller in the 8th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for Starbuck: Jack Majerus was 2-for-3 in that ball game, and for El Rosa, Jackson Peter, 3-for-4 with a triple. Ethan Mueller, 3-for-5. Luke Dingman had a double. Derek Wiener was 3-for-5 with 2 doubles, as Starbuck defeated El Rosa on Saturday 6-4. Our nightcap on Saturday had Atwater taking on Farming in the state qualifier game, and Atwater headed to the state tournament with a 12-3 win over Farming. 12 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Checkers. 3 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Farming. On the mound, Jack Peterson picks up the win, relieved by Bennett Evans in the 8th inning. Bennett draftee from Painesville, and the catcher Brody Stroman. For Farming, Josiah Utch, the draftee from Roscoe, starts and takes the loss, relieved by Kyle Dearden in the sixth, Wyatt Schmitz in the ninth, and the catcher Cody Foray. Hitting highlights for Atwater, just a huge night for Josh Kingery as he goes 3-for-4. Josh, with 7 RBIs, had a 3-run home run in the fifth, a grand slam home run in the eighth. Carson McCain, 2-for-5. Jackson Beam was 2-for-4, and Jonas Morrison, 2-for-5. For Farming, Bennett Hilla, 2-for-4. Isaac Neff with a solo home run in the fourth. Ethan Navratil, a 2-for-4 day with a double. And Drew Kramlett, 2-for-4 with a triple. A final on Saturday night. Atwater headed to the state tournament with a 12-3 win over Farming. On Sunday, we had some elimination games. A winner go home, and New Munich taking on New London Spicer. New Munich coming away with an 8-4 victory today over New London Spicer. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for New Munich. 4 runs, 6 hits, 5 errors for New London Spicer. Ethan Funk will go the distance for New Munich today, picking up the win, his catcher Logan Funk. And for New London Spicer, Sam Ederman starts, relieved by Jared Cortez in the 7th. He'll take the loss. Logan Fogarty comes in the 9th inning. And hitting highlights for New Munich, Owen Funk was 2-for-4, Caden Sand 2-for-5, Ethan Funk 2-for-4 with a double, and Luke Funk was 2-for-3. For New London Spicer, Jake Rambo, 2-for-4. Final today, in an elimination game, New Munich stays alive, defeating New London Spicer by a score of 8-4. Game 2, an elimination game, Spring Hill taking on El Rosa, and El Rosa with an 8-inning victory, 16-6 over Spring Hill. 16 runs, 17 hits, 4 errors for El Rosa, 6 runs, 11 hits, 6 errors for Spring Hill today. On the mound for El Rosa, Aiden Mueller starts, relieved by Riley Meyer in the first, Wyatt Stephenson in the fifth. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Spring Hill, Anthony Reverman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Regan Nelson in the third, Ethan Meyer in the fifth, Austin Schoenberg in the seventh, Jordan Klopach in the eighth, and the catcher, Daniel Spanier. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today. Big day for Luke Ilias. 4-for-5, he had a double and a triple. Luke Dingman, 2-for-5, Luke had a 2-run homer in the fifth. Peyton Winter, 4-for-5 today, and Derek Wiener was 3-for-5. For Spring Hill, Ethan Meyer, 3-for-4 with a triple. Regan Nelson, 2-for-4, and Owen Meyer was 2-for-4. El Rosa lives for next weekend with a 16-6 win over Spring Hill in 8 innings. And the nightcap just finished here a little over an hour ago. Saw Starbuck taking on Richmond. The Royals headed to the state tournament with an 8-6 win over Starbuck this evening. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Starbuck. On the mound for Richmond, Hunter Fuchs starts, relieved by Jack Bose in the fourth. He'll get the win. Carter Wessel in the eighth gets the save. And the catcher was Tyler Prom. Alex Panitsky starts, relieved by Drew Olsenowski in the fifth. Braden Skindelin in the sixth, who will take the loss. Darren Alexander in the eighth. And the catcher, P.J. Johnson. Hitting highlights for Richmond today. Cole Schmitz, 1-for-5. He had a 2-run home run in the sixth inning. Tyler Prom, 3-for-3 with a double. Cooper Notch, 2-for-2. Kyle Buddy, he had 2 doubles today for the Royals. And for Starbuck, Matt Gruber, 2-for-4. Darren Alexander, 2-for-4. He had a triple and a 2-run home run in the sixth. Austin Versteeg, 2-for-5 with a double. And Luke Danielson was 3-for-4. A final today saw Richmond head to the state tournament with an 8-6 win over Starbuck. All right, we will keep you updated on CASM all week as to our playoff pairings. I can tell you this, Region 8C will be broadcast next Saturday and Sunday here on KASM. Starting at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, we'll have a state qualifier game. That will have Starbuck taking on New Munich in a state qualifier game. Our first game, the second game, will have El Rosa taking on Farming in a state qualifier game, and then a seeding game at 4 o'clock with Richmond and Atwater. Those are Saturday's ball games here on KASM Radio. We'll keep you updated on other regions, districts, and sections throughout the week on KASM. I want to thank Joyce for staying the extra hours tonight at KASM Radio. That's your Dick Putz Show. Signing off at 9:31. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show.